Hartwell Carson, you are the French Broad River Keeper. And for people who don't know, including myself, what's the River Keeper do? What's that job?
Yeah, our biggest job is sort of be the eyes and ears of the French Broad River. We're out testing the water weekly, if not more often than that. We are looking for pollution sources. We work to clean up the river. We also get involved in recreation aspects of the river. But really, our goal is to help further the goal of the Clean Water Act, was to make all our waters be fishable and swimmable.
Okay. How long have you been doing it?
I've been at it maybe 12 years or so. Wow. But the model has been around about 30 years. It was started on the Hudson River by a group of fishermen that were upset at the state of their waterways. They banded together and demanded action to clean up the Hudson River, and it was very successful, and so it's sort of grown around the world. There's now over about 300 water keepers around the world. We got quite a few here in North Carolina, and it's a good model to have someone, you know, was their main focus is just to focus on the water quality of their waterway.
And how does it work? Like, who is your employer?
Yeah, Water Keeper Alliance provides the license for the water keeper, but Mountain True is the organization I work for.
Okay,
great. And Mountain True is a 30-plus-year-old organization that's focused on public lands, water quality, air quality, transportation for a long time in Western North Carolina, and we're just part of that organization. We also have the Green River Keeper, the Broad River Keeper, and the Watauga River Keeper. So we got a healthy organization, folks looking out for our waterways around Western North Carolina.
Okay, great. And of course, the reason that I'm calling is concerns over data released by Duke Energy about the Asheville plant. The level of radium in groundwater right around the Duke Asheville plant is about 38 times higher than the federal standard. Plants all around the state, 11 out of 18 were found to have high levels of radioactivity. So what was your initial reaction to hearing all that?
Well, it wasn't shock because we've known for a long time that burying toxic coal ash in unlined holes in the ground next to our waterways is a bad idea. I mean, we've been sounding the alarm on this issue for, you know, many, many years now, working to pressure Duke to clean up these dirty coal ash ponds. And luckily here in Asheville, we were successful with that effort. Quite a few years ago, we initiated some legal action against Duke to force a cleanup of the coal ash ponds here in Asheville. That cleanup was included as part of the state's Coal Ash Management Act bill, which required cleanup of the coal ash here in Asheville, which is part of what's happening where they're moving the ash to the airport. They're wrapping it in a liner. They wrap it up like a burrito, put clean fill on top of it. It's a dirty byproduct of burning coal, but it's the way they're storing it now is good as what we can hope for.
Okay. I
mean, the long-term plan is to quit burning coal, which will quit producing a toxic byproduct that we have to figure out how to store.
Right, right. Now, I know that you're concerned not just with the Asheville plant, but of course plants all around the state. And what does it look like around the state just beyond the Asheville plant?
Yeah, so we're excited that Asheville's moving in the right direction. I mean, we're getting rid of the source of the pollution, which is going to eventually clean up the groundwater. That doesn't mean we're done with all of the issues in Asheville. There are folks that are drinking on drinking water wells that believe they are impacted by the coal ash from Asheville. They actually sit across the river from the power plant. And because of the way the state law was written, the state law precluded folks on the other side of the waterway from getting hookups to water, which was required in a state bill. So these folks believe they're impacted, and they are quite likely to be impacted from the ash. The ash sits pretty high up on the hill. They have deep wells, so it's quite likely that there could be a groundwater connection to these folks' wells. They have yet to get clean water hookups, and so they are still fighting for that. So Asheville still does have some remaining issues with coal ash, but there are other plants around the state, power plants like the Cliffside plant just down the road in Rutherford and Cleveland County, that Duke's refusing to do a full cleanup. They're refusing to dig the ash up and move it to a lined landfill, which we think is the right solution there.
Yeah, now I spoke with a spokeswoman for Duke Energy who said that, you know, the environmental groups want a one-size-fits-all solution. They want excavation of all these coal ash plants. And they argued that in some cases that could be actually more harmful to the environment. I'm not sure how that could be, but that's the argument that they made to me, and that they say that, you know, we at Duke Energy want to do things based on science and what's best. What would your response be to that argument?
I mean, what we know is that digging off the ash and moving it to a lined landfill works. What Duke says is there may be some other things that work too and that are cheaper. So maybe we can try these, and if they don't work, we can do a better system in the future. And I think what we're saying is we just want to hedge our bets. We want to say we know this works and it may be a little more expensive on the upfront, but it's not as expensive as trying out three other things, and 10, 15 years down the road, we're still in the same situation we are now, which is polluted groundwater and polluted river and polluted drinking water wells. Let's just get it right the first time. Move this stuff out of the groundwater. If you have toxic material sitting in the groundwater, it's going to continue to pollute. And Duke's trying to come up with some alternative scenarios, which we just think are not going to work as well as digging it up and putting it in a lined landfill away from our waterways.
Why is the Cliffside plant not getting cleaned up?
It just hasn't risen to the highest priority as some of these other plants. One, it wasn't included in the Coal Ash Management Act because of the initial litigation we filed. It doesn't have as much flooding issues as some of the other plants. There's just a couple triggers in Duke's mind that it hasn't risen to the level that they deemed worthy of cleaning it up. Now, it is still polluting the groundwater. There are polluted drinking water wells around there, which may or may not be connected to the coal ash. And we know that it's seeping into the Broad River, which is a popular fishery and recreation resource. So it meets all the same potential human health and environmental impacts, and we're hoping we can tip that scale to get Duke to do the right thing.
Do you have any sense why the Asheville plant would have the highest level of radium out of all the plants in the state?
I really don't. I mean, there is some naturally occurring radium in the mountains that could be a factor in it, but we do know that this is much higher than the natural occurring radium in general. There's also where they source the ash from can differ on what pollutants you get. If you get your coal from Appalachia versus the Powder River Basin in Wyoming, it comes with different parameters in there. So I don't really fully know the answer to that.
So Duke Energy is closing the coal plant in Asheville. They are excavating the coal ash. Do you think that that's enough? You've said that they're on the right track. Do you think more needs to be done, especially given these findings?
I think we're on the right track. I would like to see Duke take the next step with these folks drinking water wells to make sure that these folks aren't drinking polluted water. They want to be hooked up to city water, these folks in the neighborhood across the river. I do think that's the right solution. Filters can be good. It's a little unclear whether filters will filter out radiological materials like this. So I think that next step, I think we're moving in the right direction. The coal power plant is closing, which will prevent future coal ash from contaminating our waterways. I would like to see us move to a more green energy portfolio in Asheville, but we're also working on that too. We're working to make sure they don't build the peaker unit so we can cut down the amount of natural gas that will be burned at the plant and eventually move towards fully renewable energy.
Yeah, because natural gas has its own concerns, obviously, with methane and then, of course, the fracking that occurs. There's no fracking in North Carolina currently, although lawmakers have opened the state up to that. But I haven't seen anything lately. I know that the commission has met, but it doesn't seem like there's much appetite among drillers to come into North Carolina. Have you seen anything different?
I don't fully know the answer to that. I think there was some test projects that were done, and maybe they just didn't find the amount of gas that they needed to make it worthwhile in the mountains.
I see. Okay.
But we've taken a lot of good steps here. I mean, we're cleaning up the ash. We're moving it to a lined landfill. We're moving away from burning coal to natural gas, which is better. It's not good, but it's better. But we're not making those steps, you know, at the Cliffside Power Plant. They're continuing to burn coal. They're continuing to dump their ash in unlined landfills. And so there's still more work around the state that needs to be done. A lot has been accomplished, and a lot of these sites are being cleaned up, but there's a good many that still are out there.
And when you talk about the people who you want to see getting that clean water hookup, about how many people are we talking about?
It's a handful. I can't remember the exact number. It's not a large number. Luckily, around the Asheville Power Plant, most folks are on city water, so that's been a real benefit. As there is groundwater contamination, most of those folks aren't getting their water from the groundwater.
Okay.
But there are a handful that are.
So what do you think, with these findings, you know, some of the environmental groups have, you know, pointed out this high level of radiation, kind of made a point of it. What do you think the takeaway should be from this, because I think from the Duke Energy perspective, they're like, you know, we're dealing with coal now. So the environmental groups are just trying to make a big fuss out of nothing.
I think the takeaway here in Asheville is, thank goodness we convinced Duke Energy to do the right thing. We're several years into the cleanup. We'd hate to get these kind of results and realize that nothing's happened yet, that there is no cleanup underway, there's no cleanup plan. So I think the takeaway in Asheville is we're on the right track, and thank goodness we're on the right track. The takeaway in other places is, if you continue to have toxic coal ash sitting in our groundwater, you're going to continue to have these problems arise. So let's do the right thing now and nip this in the bud so we're not dealing with this in 20 and 30 or 40 years.
Okay. Well, Hartwell, Carson, those are my questions. Anything we missed that you think we should talk about?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.